Greetings. We had another great weekend here in Bellingham. The presence of God was wonderful yesterday in church, and the family of God responded with shouts of celebration as Jesus was exalted. I believe we are on the brink of another breakout of God's Spirit in a fresh and powerful way. God is our friend, and He is pleased with us. We don't need to change so that God will love us. We need to embrace His grace, which changes us so the world can see how powerful His love really is. Knowing God transforms our hearts and minds to become who He sees us to be. This is grace. Colossians 1:9-14. For this reason we also, since the days we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Paul was saying, because God loves you, I'm praying that you will walk in a way that is pleasing to Him. Because He loves you, and because you are a child of God, I am praying that you will be fruitful in every good work. I am praying that you will grow in knowing who He is. I want you to be fathers. I pray that you will be strengthened with all might by His glorious power. God's grace activates a cheerful endurance that transforms human character and manifests hope. Paul was praying for the one in them to empower their patience and long-suffering with joy, not with misery, but with the evidence of His manifest presence. Mercy declares that we can be delivered, but God loves us even if we are not delivered. Grace says that because we can be delivered, here He is, and He is delivering us. He is delivering us from the power of darkness because we have been conveyed into the kingdom of the Son of His love. God's grace enables us to be those who influence our world by the power of the kingdom of God's love. God's grace in your life is not just for you. It is for the sake of others. It is for the sake of the world you live in. When you embrace the change that comes to your life by God's grace, it brings a reward to others in Christ. Colossians 1:24, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of His body, which is the church. Jesus came to 12 men, John 17:6. He manifested the Father's character, nature, way, power, and authority to them. And He has called each of us to do the same for those in our world. Jesus told His disciples, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He gave His life for the relational connections in His life to reveal to them the source of all life. God has called us to live our lives as sent ones to our world, even as Jesus was sent to His disciples. When we go through sufferings for the sake of others, we demonstrate the character of God, our friend. God's grace transforms our hearts and our minds to enable us to live for the well-being of others. This is the testimony of knowing God as our friend. When we see grace as the power of personal liberty, we often substitute God's power of transformation for an excuse to not change our ways. 1 Corinthians 10:23-24, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. The first part of this verse reveals a liberty to do all things. But doing all things is not the true freedom of grace. When we know who we are, we can't just do anything. We take on the character of God who is a friend. Grace is the power of God's Spirit in our lives that transforms us, anoints us, and empowers us to live for the well-being of others. Grace empowers our friendship with God and with one another. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.